we're here today to talk about the news that broke this morning here on dispatch.com that there are plans underway to expand the downtown Hilton right across the street from the Greater Columbus Convention Center. The Hilton was built in 2012, and now they're looking at expanding that across North High Street in an effort to try to attract more large conventions. That's been a big focus around here for a while. So I'm here with Kimball Perry, who covers Franklin County, and Marla Rose from our business team. I'm Rick Ruan. I cover City Hall. Kimball, why don't you kind of lay out the deal as it's currently constructed right now? I know that the city and the county are looking at potentially having skin in the game here, but you can give us a little more detail on it.
Sure. I'm Kimball Perry. I cover Franklin County government for the Dispatch. We started hearing snippets of this over the last month or two, and I've been trying to figure out what's been going on. We finally got some concrete details yesterday. The issue is going to be very similar. The financing is going to be very similar to when the first Hilton was built. The financing was put together in 2010, and it opened in 2012. But basically, the county and the city as governments are getting involved because it makes the deal much more attractive financially for investors. Because governments can borrow money much more cheaply than private investors, that really helps the deal for the investors who want to invest money. But basically what's going to happen is that Franklin County and the city of Columbus are going to essentially be co-signers to sell the 30-year bonds to finance this project. And those bonds are expected to raise anywhere from $162 to about $190 million. The documents that we have seen stress, though, that the county and the city won't really be liable for any of the payments. And that, again, is based on the 2010-2012 deal that saw the first Hilton financed. That's because the Hilton has been so successful, it has been using the revenue from the rooms to finance all of the debt for the original financing deal. And because that has been so successful, I mean, the original Hilton here on High Street is always in the top five, or has been in the top five for many, many, many times in its existence, and all of the Hiltons nationally. But it's been so successful financially that not only has it paid off the debts so far on the original deal, but it's been able to build a $7 or $8 million reserve fund and pay for some other funds. The only public money that I can see used in that deal was perhaps the city of Columbus parking meter revenue pot was, if not used, at least used as a backup for potential money. And there may be some bed tax money also involved. This deal's very similar. There's some tricky wording, and it's not all been finalized yet. But it looks like there's going to be more safeguards for the city and the county while they are lending their good credit and name to the deal to make it more financially attractive to investors. I don't know that they're really exposed to any kind of a threat. And it looks like they're going to start breaking ground. We think they're going to announce this March 12th, but the documents we've seen indicate that they're going to start breaking ground probably next summer, I believe. And no, actually, it's in the fourth quarter of 2018. And the hotel is expected to be open in the third quarter of 2021.
Now, one key difference between the Hilton and the Hilton 2.0, I think some people are calling it, is that with the first version of it, the county was 100% the backer on the bonds. The city in this instance would be a 50% backer on the bonds along with Franklin County, right?
I think that's exactly right. The first time, because Franklin County has a AAA, double plus or something, they have like the best bond rating possible. Only 2% of the counties in the entire country have the same rating as Franklin County, which means they can borrow money much more cheaply because they prove they can pay it back. But because of that bond rating, the first time, Franklin County was sort of the only one. This time it is a 50-50 split between the two governments. But again, the documents show that, in fact, they use the word shall not, that the county and the city shall not be exposed to this kind of a debt. They're just sort of a double emergency backup in case anything happens.
Sure. And as that backup, though, you're always taking on some sort of risk. I mean, the risk is that the hotel is not as successful as they're projecting it to be, that there's a downturn in the economy, sure, and it becomes more expensive to borrow the money in the first place. Sure. There's lots of risk that is associated with that, but we're talking about two government agencies that, like you said, have incredibly high credit ratings right now and can just borrow money cheaper than others can.
I agree with that. But if you look at the word risk, I mean, this is the safest risk, I would think, that is possible in this deal. And I think, frankly, that this is one reason why Don Brown and the convention center people want the two governments involved to have those rock-solid backups for them. But if there's something like the Great Recession comes around again, certainly one of the first things that people will cut back on are tourism-related things or traveling-related things, and that might hurt the deal some. But if you look at what the Hilton has done since it's opened in 2012, it has been extremely strong. It has attracted all kinds of other events to come here. In fact, at the end of this month, March 30th through April 1st, the NCAA Women's Final Four is coming, and the officials are very excited about not only bringing those types of tournaments, but the magic number for them has always been a 1,000-bed hotel. And with this Hilton 2.0, they're going to get to that magic number. And they think that opens up to all them up to all kinds of other opportunities to host some major national mega events.
Marla, why has that been the magic number? Why has this been something that they've been looking at for so long now? What is kind of key about this and kind of the sorts of events that you can attract?
The majority of cities that Columbus considers its competitive set, which includes Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, several others, the majority of those other cities do have a very large hotel that connects to the convention center, which is kind of the key. It's not enough to have this, say, you know, two or three blocks from the convention center, but what these large groups are looking for is immediate adjacency so that they can put the majority or at least a large number of their people in that headquarters hotel and then be able to easily access the convention center and be all under one roof. It also opens up not just to the largest groups, but allows a whole variety of business. It allows you to have more than one group at a time utilizing that hotel and the other facilities. You know, there are various reasons why it gives more flexibility. So that really what has been lacking here. Columbus has a relatively large and recently expanded convention center. So they're really looking to, it's a balancing act always, of course, but they're looking to better utilize all of the assets now. The newly renovated and expanded convention center, they are controlling now, of course, overseeing Nationwide Arena, which is just a couple blocks away. And then the hotel all act in, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship. The greater risk really is not so much them building the additional rooms, but it's been to the existing hotels, but the hoteliers are on board. The danger is if you overbuild, then you cannibalize the market and, you know, that people, rather than staying in the existing hotels, might be going here. But the hotel community feels pretty confident that they'll be able to absorb the new rooms and all do better because of that.
Is there evidence that this has been much of a detriment to the city to this point? I mean, have the people that you talk to around this business said that, yes, Columbus has in fact missed out on events because we just lack the capacity that is needed?
You know, it's hard to know what you don't get, but, yeah. You know, anecdotally, they certainly have heard that from a number of groups that was part of the mix. Somebody with the American Society of Association Executives, a very large group that's coming here in 2019, told me that this will at least prevent Columbus probably from being crossed off the list in some of these competitive bidding situations.
Kimball, are there other things about this deal that people should know in terms of, you know, how big is this thing compared with what we've got at the Hilton already? Are they about roughly the same size that we're talking about?
Well, the original Hilton, when it was built in 2012, opened up with 532 rooms, and the plan is to literally get them to exactly 1,000 rooms and by building across the top, probably building across the top of 3rd Street, and they're going to build, looks like 12, 14 stories, something like that, straight up into the sky. But it will get them to that 1,000 number in one hotel that literally will abut the convention center. It's also going to add about 32,000 square feet for meeting rooms, conferences, those kinds of things. So I think that this is sort of the crown jewel that Columbus will be able to show anybody to try to attract them to come to this area. You know, Columbus before has been in the race for some other really big events and didn't get them for whatever reasons. This, I'm being told, is going to help eliminate some of the reasons they didn't get those kinds of things in the four and certainly set them up for the future. Now, most of those will probably be targeted for after 2020 or 2021 because the hotel doesn't really open until the, I believe it's the third quarter of 2021. But the people I've talked to are extremely happy that this is happening, and they think that it puts them in the stratosphere with just about anybody else in the country.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a ton of development going on in that area. Marlo, you alluded to it, that there was a major renovation and expansions that have gone on at the convention center. They built a parking garage across Goodale a few years back, I think now. There's another plan to build a parking garage near the convention center. High Street has certainly been under construction. It doesn't seem like a really attractive place right now if you're going to bring a convention here with all of the orange cones that have been going up around there. But I mean, it sounds like it's, you know, sort of paying now for a payoff later. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, they actually have larger plans that at this point are a little sketchy, but there are plans that they want to create a whole, what they're calling a convention district in that area, going a little bit west toward the North Market, which also is supposed to get a major overhaul in the next couple of years. So, and connecting it even more to the Short North neighborhood. So really bridging the area between downtown and the Short North. There's been several smaller announcements of private investments in hotels and different things. So yeah, that is a very vital area there.
Well, thank you guys for joining me to talk about this today. Certainly we'll all be talking with people in the convention industry, city and county government about this deal, and continuing to provide coverage around where this goes next. So keep to dispatch.com to see more of our work on that.